Cloudy, 20% chance for rain today, 89. Partly cloudy, 20% chance for rain tonight, 67. Tomorrow, sunny and 97. For St. George News Radio, I'm Carl Lamar.
The TSA, keeping us safe from all those 82-year-old grandmas who may have inadvertently strapped on a shoe bomb. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
A man has ruined a weekend away with his girlfriend by saying what he was thinking. Our reporter Emma Bradford is at the scene.
Martin Bishop and Eleanor Shaw had stopped at a cosy country pub after a romantic walk when Miss Shaw looked up meaningfully at Bishop and asked what he was thinking at that very moment. The weekend was about to go very wrong indeed.
I was hoping he would say, maybe this would be a great place to bring the kids one day. Or even something corny but sweet, like, I have everything I'll ever need right here.
And what did you say, Martin?
I said, pigs are much bigger than you expect. One of them was so big you could ride it.
More from us later.
Oh, if we had a nickel for every time that happened. Oh, boy. Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. How you doing? Did you have a good weekend, Uncle Milty?
Let me think. No.
No? What do you mean, no?
No.
I'm going to bet you had a great weekend.
I watched news.
Yeah?
Yeah, that was my big mistake.
I heard, isn't it always? I heard that golf trumped the Trump interview. They had a Trump interview, but they played the golf extravaganza
really?
Instead. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the media was calling it out, and just not the media, I'm sorry, people out there. Media would never call that out. They'd actually celebrate that.
Well, sure, that probably means that Bernie could beat him in the election.
I know. I was listening today, and Sanders, and is that the best this country? Sanders Biden. And Warren and Biden.
Yeah.
I fear for, and I don't think it actually will happen in this next term, but in the following term, who would be the president? And I'm not talking about everything that happens under. I'm just talking about the fact of the sheer who's the president. Can you even imagine any of those three? I cry for what this nation has ahead. I really do. It gets to me sometimes.
Yeah, all of the politics aside, I honestly don't believe any one of the three has what it takes to be the president of the
heavens.
United States.
They don't understand the Constitution. They don't understand this country at all. In fact, I would probably go as far as to say they're very un-American, not American, however you want to say it. They don't espouse anything that has to do with America.
No.
I mean, in another country, they'd probably work just fine. But here, I just can't imagine that's what's dished out to the populace, you know? And in general, I mean, I look at Congress. I know there was talk about $15 an hour for Congress. Well, they call it a living wage. It should be, right? They should be able to live off of it just fine. And it's still the same thing. You look at who's in there and you're thinking, that's the best. That's the best of the best that each state could muster up.
It's amazing.
I know. It is.
You know, the story we did last week on that congresswoman from Southern California, Irvine, that went viral.
Oh, yeah.
It went viral. I mean, everybody was going, what in the world is this woman talking about?
Yeah, the one that was bullying the CEO.
Bullying some
because
CEO.
Because anyone that makes a lot of money should be bullied.
Right.
Right? They
That's
should be
okay.
guilted and ashamed and for making any money in this country.
Sure.
And so, that was the weirdest. It was the weirdest video only because it was so easy to tear that apart. It was so easy, and people couldn't even comprehend what she was actually saying to say, well, wait a second, why would somebody live in an affluent neighborhood that's a single parent that can't pay their rent, and a high rent at that? I don't live in Irvine. I don't live in Irvine for a reason. Yeah. I mean, my gosh. And she made the comparison, if you missed that, she made the comparison between the single mom living in Irvine that works for the CEO's bank, right? And how they could never make it and they're in the negative. Well, you're in the negative 1 month and you wouldn't be there anyway. I mean, the whole hypothesis was so ridiculous that,
yeah.
And people were saying she's brilliant. The most ridiculous hypothesis. And
brilliant.
She's brilliant and so smart, and she handed it to him. Do you know what it is? Does our culture just like to see rants on the air? I remember when I got hired for The Blaze, Tommy was hired at the same time. And Tommy was known for her rants until she started kind of going against some of the conservative values. And I don't think she has the same popularity that she did on The Blaze during that short stint. But I look at the rant. Are we just all about the rant now? We just like to see somebody hand it to somebody, and we don't even make sure that it's even what they're ranting about is even true or factual or anything. Are we a nation that has been turning to that?
Facts have nothing to do with it anymore. It's everything is about how it plucks your emotional strings.
Yeah.
That's all that matters.
It has to be, because that's what a rant appeals to. And, you know, I get it that it's nice to see somebody's argument taken apart logically, especially when you know the taking apart is right. But there's got to be something in us that I would have to venture to guess to say that 50 years ago, we weren't all about the rant. The rant was actually probably just rude to us. We just mm-hmm. thought that was kind of rude behavior. But now it seems that's what goes viral the most is the rant. And I have a hard time with that. That when that rant, what's her last name? Katie, the congresswoman from New York, from California. That's ridiculous.
Porter.
When that went viral, it really gave me pause on the questions on the comments below. Because they were all saying she was brilliant. No, a clip like that, for Katie Porter to say that, and if it was just on its own, fine, she can be an ignoramus. But how many people qualified as an ignoramus under in the comment section just blew my mind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was amazing.
I know. And so easy to take apart. The mean guy that makes all the money. I don't get that part of why we have to, or why they're demonizing capitalism to the extent that they are. There's always the downside of it. Like we said on the air last time, there's always a downside, and that's the downside is the collusion with government. I get it. But would you want to see that go anywhere? I mean, how many of you listening has that helped over the years? Capitalism. I mean, my gosh. We still have a lot of opportunity in this country, and I can't imagine not wanting that. But man, these people are going after it like it's nobody's business. Makes me sick. Today's show, we'll have Dr. Norda. I know that we have a lot of issues to cover with Dr. Norda today. There's always so much. Dr. Norda, Dr. Pesta. oh my gosh, can't get my doctor straight. Was this I'm trying to think what day this was, but Move On was going to have their big, you know, event here,
uh-huh,
right?
Uh-huh.
Did you see any coverage of that big event?
Well,
you know, to impeach Trump. Did you see any coverage?
I didn't see any coverage. I think nobody showed.
They didn't show up anywhere in the country. What if you're Move On and you spend a lot of money trying to get everybody in the country riled up and nobody comes, you know? Yeah, I was waiting for the coverage, because it seems like the Spectrum will cover anything mm-hmm. like that, even if it's 10 people and they'll make it look like it's 50. And I kept waiting for it, but man, they must not have had too many.
No, there was some women's group that actually was really in trouble because of it.
Yeah.
Their whole day was planned around this and nobody showed.
You know, if you disagree with Trump, that's okay, but impeach? Okay. They just need to get a harness on it. It's so strange to me to see how we work, who we are as a people, what we've devolved into. the pitchfork conquest, as we should be calling it, right? So a couple of things on the docket. There was that cop. They were just talking about that in the newscast coming in. The cop, you actually sent this to me, the Phoenix cop. I think it was shoplifting.
Yeah, there was a couple that there was this black couple. There was a 4-year-old child, and she was pregnant. And they were suspected of shoplifting from a dollar store. And it was some kind of a doll. Supposedly, the story is now that the little girl took this doll, and they didn't notice. They didn't notice. And so the story starts out that they say a man and his fiance. They have a 4-year child, and she's pregnant, and she's still his fiance.
Well, that's non-committal.
That amazes me.
I don't think he's committing, honey. Go ahead.
So the police stop him in the parking lot, and she's in the car, and she won't get out of the car. And they're just not following instructions, and the policeman's getting upset.
Right.
Well, of course, now the mayor, the chief of police of Phoenix, everybody's apologizing for this cop's behavior, as if no police officer in the country has ever been ambushed and shot and killed in this situation. But it happens a lot. So I can understand how these police get very short-tempered when people in odd circumstances are not following their instructions.
Right.
Please get out of the car and let us see your hands.
Should we have stickers on our door? I might be a few IQ points below. Please speak plainly or show me a graphic.
So
an illustration.
They've already filed a claim against the city of Phoenix for $10 million.
Wow.
$10 million because they were forced to get out of their car in a parking lot suspected of shoplifting.
Wow. Well,
Dollar Store says they're not going to press charges.
Well, I have to say, I mean, over a doll, it seems it's...
It is.
The cop reaction was probably a little ridiculous, right?
Well,
to a certain extent.
Nobody told the cop, oh, we think they shoplifted a $10 doll.
Oh, okay.
They just said, we have a shoplifter. You know, they make it sound like the cop went looking for this.
Right.
No, he was called by somebody. We have a shoplifter. Come and help. And he comes into a situation where these two people who are not, you know, your typical...
A French fry short? Or
Well, they're that, and they're you know, tattooed up. They just didn't look like the kind of people you would turn your back on.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah.
I was thinking the other way. Okay. We'll be right back. I'm going to take your calls. Phones are lighting up. I'll take your calls. 888-673-4.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Packed me in his limousine, drove me to the other side. The devil cheated me, what a hell of a ride. He showed me good times, he showed me fun. He said, you can have all of this sun, all for nothing, all for free. Just sign your name on this dotted line for me.
Welcome back. I love it. Welcome back to the show. I'll take the caller in just a moment. You're listening to the Kate Daly Show. Happy to be here on a Monday. And I also wanted to mention that I get my cars fixed. They're great mechanics over at Wright Automotive. They can handle just about anything under the hood, and they're good. They're fast. And, of course, that's who I've used for 6 years personally. They worked on all my cars because all my cars have needed them. I don't know if you're like me, but it seems like you're in, like, car hell every once in a while where everything kind of goes wrong at the same time. Man, they are fantastic, and they'll get it back to you quickly. They're honest. They do great work, and that's usually what I'm looking for in somebody. And if, to find a mechanic like that is just huge to me anyway. It's just a big deal. Make sure you get a hold of Wright Auto. They're in Washington, just south of Costco, and you can find them easily, W-R-I-G-H-T. They're fantastic, I promise. In fact, I tell everyone about them, and I always have for a very long time on the show as well. But make sure you're doing that, because they not only from alignments to brakes to transmissions, anything under that hood, I promise you, they're your guy. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead. Love to hear what you have to say.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey, Kate. Sam calling.
Hi, Sam.
First of all, hey, now that's where I want to take my car. Just make sure that they don't call mothers against blind drivers.
Yeah, jeez. Oh, man. Oh, how's it going, Sam? What's on your mind?
Well, you know anybody that's in the ARC business? We could use them up here. We are in our second month
getting
of deluges of rain. It's just crazy. And we got one thunderstorm after another going through here this afternoon.
Oh, my gosh. Crazy weather.
I know. I was just hearing on the news where that water coming down into the southern states now is starting to kill some of the ocean fish down there because it's diluting the salt content in the water down there as you get toward the Gulf.
Oh,
and,
wow.
So it's crazy. But anyway, I was going to comment on, there was an issue you were talking about earlier. You guys were commenting about these people complaining about capitalism.
You
know what? The more I think about this, I'm beginning to think there's some of us here in the United States that are like the abused spouse. In other words, we seem to like the abuse. So what we do is we complain about the system we have now, which, yeah, we have a government that's out of control. There's no doubt about that.
Sure.
But somehow thinking that more government is going to solve the problem...
More abuse. That's what we always say, right? When you're getting abused, have more of it. Yes. Yes, exactly. I feel the same way. In fact, my husband actually made a comment very similar to yours last week that he just, it's like the abused. Yeah. I mean, exactly right on par. I don't know why we seek to envelop more of it all the time as if it's going to help change what's corrupt about it. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the thing I keep trying to point out on all this, a communist government or a socialist government, either one of them, one is a stepchild of the other one. So, you know, to get that out of the way. But regardless, the point is that systems of that type rely on a corrupt system in order to even do what they do. And what they do is always a negative. They always turn out negative because every one of them that's ever been run winds up with a corrupt government at the top that carries away all the spoils and leaves the peasants impoverished.
Yeah. We were supposed to be different.
Yeah, I know. I don't know how we get this across to people, but despite the issues, it's not, capitalism is not the problem.
No. Nope.
It's sin that the Bible talks about that's the problem.
Yeah.
And didn't our founders tell us, even as far as the Constitution, that it was only for a holy and virtuous people?
Yes. Yes.
Boy, are we far from that.
Yeah, absolutely. I can't agree more.
That's all I got, guys. Thank you.
Thanks. Appreciate you, Sam. Thank you. Sam from Missouri. Yeah, he's right. He's right. Yeah, we were supposed to be that. What happened? What happened along the way? Well, you know, it's funny. We were talking about politicians. The politicians that I named, Biden, Warren, and I always think Indian, Warren and Sanders, right? They've all lived off the government, right?
Yep.
So they don't know anything different. And you know what? A portion of our populace doesn't know any different. So if you've always gotten your paycheck from the government, how in the world would you ever think capitalism was a good thing? You're paid by the government. You're going to vote your paycheck. And those three clowns haven't spent a day in doing anything for themselves with the opportunity of capitalism. They all three have lived off the government dole. That's all they know.
You know, communism and socialism are obviously not of God.
Right.
Because of the 10th commandment. You shouldn't covet your neighbor's property.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what socialism and communism, that's what they constantly do.
Yeah.
Oh, that guy has more than you. That's not fair.
Let's make him share.
He should share what he has.
Yeah.
He has more than
you.
We hear that every day now in the news. Every day something like that comes up.
And the whole difference is they want to force that person because of coveting. They want to force them to share.
That's right.
In an ideal society and in a free society, you would volunteer to do that if you wanted to.
Right.
Nobody's forcing you to do anything, and it always comes back to force. It's always about force, and that's why there's no love about socialism.
No.
What was somebody saying that you were just cracking up so about socialism and space?
Oh. There was a meme. It was the view from space, the Earth,
right,
at night of the North and South America.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And in South America, there's this big dark spot circled
right
in red.
Right.
And it said socialism. So wonderful you can see it from space. But it was actually Venezuela.
Wow.
It was dark.
Oh, my gosh. It is. We laugh, but it's sickening. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hello. I just want to say Bernie Sanders has a new strategy to become president.
What's that?
He said last night that he is not going to change his clothes or bathe until he becomes president.
Oh, goodness.
And I say, how would we know the difference?
Thank you. Thanks for that. You guys are cracking me up today. Well, yes.
But you learn something new all the time
you
now.
Do.
Like, I listened to Bernie this weekend.
Oh, no.
I had no idea that Medicare was the most popular insurance plan in the United States.
Really?
He said, although it does apply to a lot of older people.
just sheer coincidence. Is he just a total tool?
I can't believe
it. A total moron. Oh, you know, if you have to have a super strategy and you have to change all the time to try and get into office. See, one of the greatest things about George Washington is they went to him and wanted him longer.
Yeah.
And he said, no, we went to him and wanted him. You know, it's kind of interesting. They were showing the fact that Move On didn't get anybody.
Mm-hmm.
George Soros backed an effort across the country, left liberal. And they were also showing how people were tenting it up and waiting in line for 2 days to go see Trump. It's pretty amazing. He's got quite the following. And I promise that we've gotten ourselves into this place. I mean, just step back and think about this. Elizabeth Warren, total imbecile, liar, everything, running for office. I mean, she's running for president of the United States. And I don't care what skewed poll puts her in the lead. They're skewed. There is absolutely no way. I mean, we had skewed polls with Hillary. Just watch what they see with the Warren ones. I mean, this is getting ridiculous. And I just still can't even believe that this is the cream of the crop. Biden's run before. Biden's a dinosaur. He's been around for 40 years. I mean, this is I can't believe this is all they can drum up.
And he's their star.
Oh, we need like a Jefferson. We need some. Yeah. Anyway, we need a whole new Congress. We need a whole new Congress. What is it going to take, do you guys think, for people to finally kick their congressman out? To finally go, gee, I wonder if it doesn't all rest on Trump's shoulders, but could be the product of all these jokers that have been in office forever. And then kick them to the curb. What's it going to take?
I don't know.
I mean, do they have to have... I don't even think a scandal anymore, does it?
No.
No. Scandals? That even just gives them more press.
No. What about the guy in South Carolina or something?
Yeah. It doesn't even matter anymore.
Doesn't matter.
I think it's just basically the populace. I don't know if they just don't care. They just are dialed down to the shiny poster. Looks good. Put him back in. Guess he knows what he's doing. They don't even question.
I think what's really going on, to be honest, I think what really goes on is that the media, they play all these head games with us about what's going on, and it's all designed so that we're not surprised at the outcome of the rigged election.
It's so true.
I mean,
no,
that's
right,
really
right.
What it boils down to.
It's a soft conditioning towards the outcome.
So when the outcome is what it is, you don't go, how did that happen?
It's true.
There was nobody at his rallies. He won.
You know what? You're very right about that. There's an awful lot of conditioning going on. And they almost have to have every race be very, very close, too.
Yeah.
Just to say that there was a closeness because people would start to get a little suspicious, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think so. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
You know, Kate, I love to listen to the commentary you guys have on national politics, but one thing you promote that I think is really valuable is the involvement in local politics.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think people appreciate that quite enough.
Aww,
and I apologize if you guys have covered it, because I have been out of town, not able to listen in the last couple of days, but I noticed both in the St. George Online News mm-hmm. and in the newspaper on Sunday, the big article by Lowry Snow about yeah. how we need this pipeline.
Yep.
We got to have this pipeline. And I don't know if anybody ever really ask if he had any kind of conflict. You know, look up his law firm, mm-hmm. Snow Jensen Reese or whatever it is. They almost exclusively represent builders, developers, uh-huh. and municipalities mm-hmm. in planning and engineering and all that stuff.
Yeah.
To me, that should make his opinion on this really not something we would want to take too seriously.
Oh, thank you for that. I covered on Friday, I had Mark Burr, who is over Primary Water Technologies, because he went and presented, and of course they're ignoring him, on any other ideas for this. And so, yes, we called out Lowry Snow article. I think it was Thursday.
It might have been
because
Thursday.
When we talked
bless your heart.
Well,
bless your heart. I wasn't able to listen. I figured you probably covered it. But,
yeah.
You know, this is the most ridiculous thing, that this is the guy.
It is.
So vested interest in this.
I know.
That it's not even funny, mm-hmm. and we're letting him write these big articles like he's somebody to be taken seriously.
I know. And that they only go to the one opinion, and it's the only thing, and they're all in unison, perfectly in unison. That should bother people too. that they have a lot of vested interest at stake. I know that Mike Noel has a lot of property, I think, along the pipeline. He was all for it and really gunning for it while in office. And so it's kind of interesting to see who's for it and who's. And there really isn't anybody that isn't that's speaking out vocally. They're all just for it. And we should worry about that. Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks
for the
Absolutely.
Call. 100%.
And that's a bigger problem. Like you were just talking about mm-hmm. Congress, you
right.
know, we need to replace them. But even more than that, we need to replace our governors.
Yes, please. And not with another version of them.
No.
Spencer Cox is another version.
Yes.
Of
that's
the governor.
Not a replacement.
Please, no. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
He showed me wild times, one woman and song. He said, son, this is where you belong. All your desires, all your needs will be fulfilled, so come on, sign these deeds.
Welcome back. The devil cheated me. Welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. Make sure you get over to Dr. Diet. I lost weight there, and you can too. It really is. If you're starting to, you know, put on the shorts or just get a little self-conscious about the weight you put on or have had on for a few years, this is the best way to do it and the fastest that I've ever seen, and it worked that fast for me. That's why I always tell people about them. You can call Dr. Diet and make sure that, you know, you get in there as quick as you can, because they can actually help you. They'll help you with somebody that will help keep you accountable and also help you to understand how to keep the weight off after you lose it. And I think that's really the most important thing. They have all kinds of classes that they're doing. And on June 21st, they're doing a class. I think that's this Friday. They're doing a class on salad dressings, really healthy salad dressings, because I'm sure you're probably eating a little bit more salad this summer. And let me tell you, they are so good at making sure you stay healthy. Also, they have all kinds of things that you can take. There's also the shots for your metabolism. There's a vitamin cocktail shot, and it really does gives you riboflavin and panthenol and basically getting that whole system going and get you a lot of nutrients that you need as well. And so there's so many things there. They also have the Fat Blaster, and ask them about that. And they'll keep you on track. That's the most important thing. So I know you've probably done weight loss things for like 2 weeks here and 2 weeks there. This is totally different. I trust him. Go to Facebook, Dr. Diet Wellness Center, and you can find him on the boulevard, Dr. Diet. But get in there. Don't hesitate. Don't even waste any more time, because 6 months from now, I promise you, if you don't do something about it, it's going to be there 6 months from now. So you might as well just go in and get it off. And I felt so great getting it off and keeping it off as well. Dr. Diet, they are fantastic. I've used them myself. Oh, gosh, we were laughing. We have a clip for you just to showcase the lot of people that we're working with in the Democrat Party. Here we go. This is Eric Swalwell.
Yes, and it's brilliant. Listen closely, because it's one of the most brilliant things he's ever said.
Okay. Here you go.
But I will always be real with you. I will be bold without the bull.
He didn't get a standing O.
No one applauded.
Wait,
it's a fantastic statement.
I have to hear this again. Here we go.
But I will always be real with you. I will be bold without the bold.
What does that mean? I will be bold without
the bold. I will be bold without the bold.
Is that, this is the cream of the crop?
That's him.
Okay, just wanted to make sure. Wow.
I will be smart without the smart.
Oh my gosh. I don't even know.
He's really, I'm convinced he's the dumbest of all the Democrats.
Believe me, it's a hard contest between him for the bottom rung.
Bold without the bold.
I'm be bold, baby, without the bold. What is it? Who came
what
up
does
with that?
Mean?
I don't know.
We were trying to figure it out.
But not bold at the same time. Okay.
Yeah, Judy and I couldn't figure it out. We thought, well, maybe he just meant I'm not going to be pushy.
Boy, that's giving him a lot of credit.
Yeah.
The stuff people say, it's so funny to me. I also wanted to talk about this. Our caller brought up local politics, and I know. You probably out there just rolled your eyes, didn't you? You probably did. You probably just went, oh, gosh. Okay. You were actually brought this to my attention. You were making a note about this, Melty, and you were saying that the council unanimously passed a resolution Wednesday declaring its intent to pursue transit funding should the county impose that 0.25% local option sales tax for road and transit funding by the end of the month.
Uh-huh.
And they were on the cusp of doing it in 2015. And funding issues arose, so we were a week away, they said, from ordering a bus in conjunction with St. George SunTran, and actually had a route established, but didn't do it because the funding didn't work out. Well, so they actually earmarked funds, didn't they, when it didn't work out for them. It's so interesting that we have so much extra money that you can actually earmark it and place it in line, like a placeholder. Yeah. Well,
what really impressed me was that they had a route established.
Yeah.
For the one bus. Like, what did it do? Go up and down Telegraph?
Yeah. You know what? This isn't okay. This is not okay. And you're seeing more of this, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
It's we've already made the decision. We're just going to just think that you're going to like it too. So we're just going to go ahead and earmark.
Well,
you're not allowed to do that.
Well, especially when in 2016 the voters said no.
Yeah, we said no, clearly.
We said no. And then the state law changed.
Yeah.
There was state legislation that said the voters don't get to say whether or not you get a local sales tax like this.
Jeez. I still can't believe, after all the evidence that public transit does not work, does not spur economy, does nothing for the economy, is a drain on our tax dollars, and we're still talking about it. We're still talking about it.
Well, that's because it does do one thing.
Hmm.
It gets you federal money.
Yeah. Well, okay, here's case in point. UDOT. UDOT commits $15 million, to explore, implement Springdale-St. George transit route.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying?
Explore it.
Just to explore. We already know it doesn't work.
Right.
We already know this, and we have a long history since the 60s to tell us this. I guess we have to go 100 years. 100 years of bad policy and the raping of tax dollars for us to finally get it? I'm not quite sure. I think we've had enough proof. I think that's clearly enough proof, but I guess for some it's not. And so we keep talking about this. It's amazing to me that we keep coming up with these kinds of what they are going to call a solution when they have no right to do this, and they have no right to set funds aside or placehold funds or anything of the like. If the voters say no, it's no. We just must have a trough of money that we dip into, you know, that we, it's kind of like the water district. 10 years. We have 10 years of budget. We have to keep raising our rates and passing more on you. But you know what? We've got 10 years in the back room just sitting there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just sitting there. So they take our money. And then they're making interest on that money. And they have, you know, all kinds of ways to make money on the money. And we sit here having to pay it. We don't get a say. Something's very wrong.
I wonder if any of them borrow that money for themselves for a while.
I don't know. Sure would be interesting to know that, wouldn't it? Kind of, you know, it's just, we have so many things going on with that. And I really just want us to be smarter, all of us to be, myself included, to be a lot more in the know and smarter about what's really going on, kind of like pipeline land deals and building deals and who works for what agency and who's reaping the benefit off these deals. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Now, this is where the Democrats have painted themselves into a corner. They can't be for or against anything because their constituency is all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to alienate somebody with anything they say.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
So they can only make statements like, I'm going to be bold without being bold. I'm going to cure cancer. That's the other great one.
And world peace with a friendly wave. Yeah. I know. Yeah, it's disgusting.
And I didn't do it in all the years I've been in the House and Senate. I've been in government for 50 years. I never cured cancer in that time, but I'm going to do it as president.
Right, exactly. Yes. And everything's Trump's fault while I'm running for president. But by the way, I've just been in for 40 years and none of it's my fault. Even though I've been a major part.
But if anybody can cure cancer, it's going to be Donald Trump, because don't forget, Obama says he has a magic wand, because that's how he was going to bring all those jobs back, and he did.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, I know. I just, it's a heavy sigh. I don't even know what else to say anymore. It's like the stupid of the stupid, the comments that we have to listen to. Thank you for that. It is. It's ridiculous.
Yep.
I'm going to be bold without the bold. I'm going to do a talk show without the talk.
Yeah.
Good luck, Kate. Okay. Yeah. Anyway, there's updates on the airport. I swear every time I see that, I get more angry. I get more angry because we poured all that money into an airport that we knew was going on blue clay and nobody said a word. Nobody said anything. Hello, there's a problem.
But there was an article this weekend in the paper about their progress. Mm-hmm. What's it been, like 19 days?
Yeah.
In 19 days, we're going to hear about the progress of the repair, but we never heard a word about the whole thing being wrong to begin with.
Yeah, I know. They were a little light on discussing that, weren't they? Yeah. It is. What can we say? So there's that. And by the way, people were polled, and they're unwilling to spend even $10 on climate change. People are they're coming out pretty conflicted now. This is good news.
No, people were polled?
Yeah. Yes. And they're unwilling. They're unwilling to even spend 10 bucks on it.
What percentage of the people?
Yeah. I'll have to let me pull this up for you. This is kind of funny. Because they're starting to see that, hey, maybe, just maybe, the people that are getting the grant money, you know, might be skewing the data.
You think?
Just a titch. So most Americans are willing to spend a dollar to fight climate change, but they draw the line at 10 bucks. This is a good sign. Believe it or not, this is
it
a
is
good sign.
Progress,
wanting
yeah.
to spend a dollar. Okay, we need to work on this more. But still, the Associated Press, NORC Center for Public Affairs research poll found 57% of Americans would vote for a dollar fee added to their monthly electricity bill to combat climate change, but only 28% would agree to 10 bucks. Now, think about that. Why do you think 57% of Americans would vote for a dollar fee? Still. Why do you think they would?
Just to be on the safe side.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was thinking, too. Just to be on the safe side and just to do something nice because you don't want to be a contrarian. You don't want to, well, you don't want to be us. You don't want to, or you guys out there. You want to kind of go with the flow and not buck the system too badly. So if some people think there might be human-caused climate change, you're willing to spend a dollar. What's kind of funny is you don't even care where that dollar goes. But you're willing to give a dollar. What if you were checking out of a store, which I think is so annoying now, and every single time you're asked for a buck for this and a buck for that, what if they just said, can you give me a dollar? Do you think people would do it?
No.
No. But you make up some blobbity-gook name that sounds good, and all of a sudden they're like, okay, mm-hmm. It's a dollar, right? It's yeah. kind of funny how we think about things. And that 57%, they don't even care where it goes. They don't even care where it goes. It's so fraudulent. And yet we're standing there willing to go, okay, well, that's a nice thing. We're nicey nice.
Yeah.
We're nicey nice people. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hello?
Hi. You're live. Go right ahead.
Hey, I just wanted to comment really quick on your, I love that you're so annoyed like I am with the grocery stores and how
yes.
they're always like, hey, pay for this and pay for that. And,
it's
and
annoying.
Do all these things in the nonprofit. So what I started to do is I've started to ask the cashiers, so how much does the CEO of that nonprofit make?
Oh, no.
And they look at me so dumbfounded. They're like, what?
Deer
and
the
I'm
headlights.
Like, how about you look it up? I said, I'm not going to contribute, but I want you to look up how much that CEO makes of that nonprofit.
Good for you. No, seriously, yep. good for you.
I've had it. It's ridiculous. Like, look at the Breast Cancer Foundation. Look at the Boy Scouts of America. It's out of control.
Yeah. No, it's true. It's absolutely true. I've done so many shows on the Red Cross. I've done so many shows on cancer research. The Susan Komen. Oh, my gosh. The Susan Komen's out of control. The Susan G. Komen Fund. Thank you so much for the call. Absolutely, I agree. And, CEO there makes at least $650,000 a year for what? We don't really know. The races don't make really a dime. I mean, it's or the money that they do make goes back into the coffers. I think only, what was it, 9 or 11% actually goes into actual research for anything. Of the entire money that's always raised through pink everything, it is sad. I'm actually glad she's asking people that. And I know the Walmart worker is going to be like, what? Wait, what? So I get it. Deer in the headlights for sure. But you know what, though? When did they start doing that? They started doing that, like, what, a couple years ago? Every time you get hit up for this or that, it's always a big fat no.
Always.
And then if you say no, everyone else in line looks at
right.
you like
they
you have the plague.
They look at you like you're a baby killer.
Yeah. That's okay. That's all right. I'll take it. We'll be right back with Dr. Pesta. Don't go anywhere. This is the Kate Daly Show.
If you're not 100% sure you're prepared for retirement,